on the bottom line of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Nechunya Chayfa Shichet. So the Gemara is continuing discussing the different memunim, the different people that had positions, shtellers, in the Beis HaMikdash, and what exactly they were. So Nechunya was in charge of the Sichen, he was in charge of the ditches. What does that mean? Shehi Chayfer Sichen Uma'arais. He used to dig ditches for the Oile Regalim. Right? When people were Oile Regal, they needed to drink water. You don't have concession stands like you have today. They'd come up with their animals. The animals also needed to drink water. They needed wells. So he would just dig wells right around Yontif times like this. The Oile Regal would have what they need. Habe Yada, but he was an expert. Why'd they give him this position? Because he had a unique talent set, and that was, he knew how to dig, and he would come to a rock, and he would know whether Haydein Kef Makuramai, whether the water that's going to come is going to be cold water, Haydein Kef Ismesh Ravruri, which one is going to have hot water, and the one that has hot water, Vadheichon Shirav Ravuse Matya, how much hot water there is. Okay, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Ironically, despite the fact that Nechunya worked for the Tzibor, he was an Askin, and he dedicated his life for the Tzibor, specifically with regards to digging ditches for the early regal, so they should have water to drink. So make the announcements. And what did he do? He used to make the announcements in the Beis HaMikdash. What would he say? Imdu akehanim lavoida. Akehanim, you go do your avoida. Levim leduchanim. Levim, do your thing. Vistral lemamadan. Agrivis hamelach shama koli atches parsois. He had such a loud voice, Gvini. I guess that's why he got the job. That he was 8 parsois away from where Gvini was making his announcement. And he heard him. And he was so happy. He was like so, I guess, impressed by his talents. The venosan lematonis harbe. Agrivis hamelach. You know, it's a kenta loben. So he gave him. You see from here that you're supposed to maybe tip the gaber. Ben gaber on the ilah sha'arim. Bel gaber was in charge of the sha'arim. Tier game. Rav koymi the base Rav Shelo. Rav once acted as the interpreter for Rav Shelo. Koro gavra. And what happened was Rav Shelo was saying over a Mishnah in Yuma that said something that by the time that the gever made its noise, the Azara was already full with people. So Rav had interpreted what he said when he said the words Kara Gavra. So he interpreted as Achris Kruza, that it's referring to Ben Gavar, who's mentioned in this Mishnah, who was in charge of the Ne'ilah She'arim. And it says Kara Gavra means that this Ben Gavra made a lot of noise. Omar Le, so Rav Shela told him, Emor Kara Tarne Goyla. No, in teaching the word Gavra wrong. Gavra doesn't mean the person that was in charge, but rather, it doesn't mean Ben Gavar, but it means a rooster. A Gavra is also a rooster. A Malay, so he told him, Votinina Ben Gavar, right? But you see over here in our Mishnah that there was a person, Ben Gavar, and Issach Lameba Bar Tarnagoyla. You can't say that the Ben Gavar, the Mishnah, this Mamuna, this person who was in a position of authority was presumably not a rooster, so he couldn't be Ben Tarnagoyla. Must have been Ben Gavar was his name. So if there's a Mishnah that talks about the Kreis HaGever, I think it's referring to Ben Gavar, not referring to the rooster. Ben Babi ala Pekia. What's that? Ben Babi ala Pekia, what does that mean? Shahoya Mezayik Pesilois. He was in charge. He used to measure the wicks to make sure that they didn't use too much, too little. The ratio between the wicks and the oil was just right. Rab Yoisi ala Kufra. Rab Yoisi once went to Kufra. That was a city. Boy Memani aloim Parnasim. He was trying, he felt that they needed some leadership in the city, in the shtetl. So he tried. He wanted to be Memana. This shtetl, that shtetl. They needed some people. For like Kibla Minay, nobody wanted to take the job. All of Omar Koimeons. He said as follows. The Mishnah says, Ben Babi Alapkiya. Ben Babi had what seemed to have been a very insignificant job. He was in charge of the wicks. Yet he's mentioned in the Mishnah that L'dayri Dayris, people mention his name because he did something for the Tzibur. So he says, Imam Zeshen Isman Alapsilois. He had such a small job. Zochali Monisim Gedali Adar. He's mentioned together with all the other people, many of which were Gedali Adar. Mordechai Atzadik is mentioned in the Mishnah. Atem Shatem Nisman and Alchaye Nefoshes Lakoshke. And I'm giving you an opportunity to make sure that, you know, you're going to run Gmach's basic things so that the people in the Kehilo are going to be able to live. So you're Machin Gavek as if it's not a big deal. The Mamuna Alapsilois got an unbelievable schar. It's a big schos to be in charge of a Tzibur. Ben Arza ala Tzilzol, ki hodet tanin, we learned in the Mishnah, tamon, heinef haskan, besudorim, vikish ben Arza ala Tzilzol. Right? They used to lift the sudor, the sheets, and then they would, Ben Arza would start knacking on his Tzilzol, that's an instrument, to make noise so that the Levim know that they have to start singing the shir. Hugus ben Levi ala shir. Hugus ben Levi, he's the conductor. Amar Rabacha, ni ima yisei rehoi yedea. Hugus ben Levi was a very talented singer. Va'amru alav, they say al Hugus ben Levi, shayamadim es koyle bezemer. He had a beautiful voice. I'm assuming this is a mashal, when he would stick his thumb into his mouth, what would come out? Kama mine zemer, like music would emerge. And like, I don't know exactly what he did, but probably, I guess it just means probably some sort of... he had this... Yuma daf lamed ches. Going ahead, but if you are, I want to know now. I'm just it says everybody they were very impressed with him. They had some unique talent as well, and they know how to do something with the lechem upon him. What did they know how to do? So the Gemara goes into this in great detail. They knew the lechem upon him. Additionally, they knew how to make it in a way that it wouldn't spoil. They also know how to take it out of the oven in the right way. You know how to bake it right. And Radia Sapas, which was a big deal, Radia Sapas. You couldn't do it on Shabbos.
Wasn't it an ace? It didn't spoil.
Interesting. I'm not sure.
And then preserve it.
And then break.
Maybe only in the Mishkan. Maybe not during Bayashani.
Stern's Bakery inherited the preservative recipe for this, and that's why they're
Hallel's last 6 years.
So basically,
Kamuha Yibakib, and Maisa Lachem Aponer with the Yosai. For the Ratzul Lalam, they didn't want to teach it to anybody. Shokh Chachamim, Sachamim sent, Vivio. So they decide, you know what, we don't need to do base kamu. They found people that knew how to do exactly what they thought base kamu knew how to do. They brought them in from Alexandria, and they brought them in. So they knew how to make the lechem upon him. However, but they didn't know how to take the bread out in the same way that the base kamu did. Base kamu, they would light the oven from inside the oven, and they would take it from the outside, they would take it out from the outside. As a result, nothing spoiled. The elu, these people, they knew how to light it in the same way, so it baked the same way, but when it came to taking it out, they had to do it from the inside. Exactly what that means, I don't know. As a result, the bread would spoil. So when the chachamim realized that they know how to do something that nobody else knows how to do, and they're not teaching it to them, Omer, they said, everything Hashem created, He created l'chvoidei. That means if somebody has a talent, his tachlis in life is to use that talent to be marbek v'et shemayim, to serve Hashem. Shenemar kol poel Hashem l'maneo. Everything Hashem made was l'maneo, for His own sake, for His own covet. So sholchu achareim, they decided, you know what, we're just going to have to offer them enough money until they finally agree to come. But we have to. We know Hashem wants Beis Kamru to be working in the Azar. Right? They're wasting their talents, you know, running a local bakery. So he tried getting him to come, until they doubled the amount of schar. That point, they offered him enough money, made him an offer. You can't refuse. They obliged. Yud beis mana hayonaitan. How much money? So originally it was 12 mana, and then v'nasam chavdal. Then he upped it to 24. Rabbi Yudah Emir chavdal hayonaitan was 24. V'nasam ches, and they upped it to 48. Amr lehem if nema etam reitzim lelamitz. And they finally had a conversation. Why don't you want to teach it to them? So he gave him an unbelievable answer. Amr lehem, they said, Maseiros ibiyadeno me'aviseino. We have a Messiah from our grand ancestors. Shabbayis hazeh asad lichorev. That this Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Which, by the way, there's a lot to be said about that. Bayis Sheni, when the Yidden built Bayis Sheni, they knew it wasn't going to be forever. The Bayis that was going to be forever is the Bayis that Yecheskel Hanavi talks about, which was never built. And that's Bayis Shlishi. They built it as an interim thing. So it was Messiah not only in the family Beis Karmu, but it's clear everybody knew that. So there was a Messiah that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And they were concerned that whoever destroys the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately the Romans, when they come in, they shouldn't steal this recipe that they had and use it to serve their Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So they said, listen, if I knew this was a permanent Beis HaMikdash, of course we would do it to serve Hashem. But we feel that any Kvod Shemayim that's going to come in the short term is going to lead to something terrible, Kvod Avodah Zarah, in the long run. And for that reason, they didn't want to share it with them. So the Gemara says, Halalu maskirin oisam lishvach. So stating that we know weren't happy with them, and we said Shem Risham Yerkov. Right? According to our Gemara, maybe they weren't mentioned lishvach. Right? According to one man, it says the reason he's mentioned in the Mishnah is because he was Kshem Risham Yerkov. But the pashtus is that Chamon didn't buy what he said. Halalu maskirin oisam lishvach. There was something else, however, they did that the Chamon were maskir lishvach. What was that? Shalayotzebi abnei pasnakim yom. They never let any member of their family walk around with a good piece of bread. Why not? That's the real shist of Skaiton Sheikh. Why naturally? You Oymrim people shouldn't say, because once they agreed to take the job for Lechem Aponim, albeit for a lot of money, they didn't want people to think, oh, he's walking around with this beautiful piece of bread, he took it from Lechem Aponim. No. They purposely made sure that, you know, their bread was stale or whatever it was. It's like this, nobody should be choshed for them. For that, Halol Maskin Rezul Shvach. That was a good thing that they did. Based Aftinas and Maisa Akteris, similar story. So based Aftinas, they knew how to do the Pita Makteris, right? Put this, concoction together. They also knew of this secret ingredient that lied inside the keter, which was called the Maila Ashan. It was called Maila Ashan because it caused the Ashan, the smoke, to be Oyla Yafa, to go up really nicely. They didn't want to teach it. They knew how to do the Pita Makteris, but Ube Maila Ashan, they didn't know how to know the Maila Ashan. When the smoke would go up, it would go up straight like a stick. And then it would come down. It didn't go up. It tried to go up and then right away it would fall down. As soon as the Chachamim heard what the Beis Aftinas knows how to do, they said, "Come, Hashem Baruch Hu Baruch Hu L'Chvoydei Bar." She never called Nukri B'Shmi L'Chvoydei Brasif. Shalchach Reyem V'Lo Yiratzu Lavoi. Said he sent after they didn't want to come. Atcha Kofleim Scharon. Yud Beis Mana Hoye Noitlim V'Naslam Chavdal. Yud Ami Chavdal Hoye Yiratzu Lavoi Mches. Amru Lehem Neima Atem Reitzu Mulamid. Amru Lehem the same reason. Soyer Sibi Odei Nami Avisenu. Shabbai says also Licharif. Shlo Yilamdu Acher Viu Oisin Kedav Nei Avidazar Shalem. They don't want that whoever destroys Beis Hamikdash will start being Milo Victorious in this way for their Beis Avidazar. Halolu Maskin Reitzu L'Shvach. So although that they did was not a good thing, there was something else they did was l'shvach. What was that? Shlayot isha mishal echame hem uvusemes meyolam. The women in their family didn't wear perfume. Because if they were perfume, people would be choshed that they're taking from the keteris. Let's say one of them would marry a woman from another family, so they were giving the son, the boy, the girl's coming from another mishpocha, he would make a deal with her. I'll do the deal, but you have to agree you're never going to wear perfume. That's how you marry into the family of Beis Aftinas. And here the Gemara finishes with a pasuk that we're familiar with. Once upon a time, I was in Yerushalayim. And I found a child who came from the family of Beis Aftinas. I told him, which family do you come from? Right? Who's your father? Who's your Zayda? I come from the famous Beis Aftinas family. I told him, this is a young child, it sounds like. So Rabbi Yossi tells him, your grandfathers, Lefishan eschavnu l'rabbis kvoidon, they wanted to be marbre, their covet. Basically, clearly was not convinced by the story that they told him, that the reason they didn't want to share it was because they were concerned with Avodah Zarah. They did it because they wanted to control this talent. Kvoid Shamayim, they wanted to be marbre, their covet. And as a result, ulamayit kvoid shamayim, lefichach, therefore, kvoidam nesmayit, their covet was nesmayit. Why was their covet nesmayit? So, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there's no need for them anymore. But kvoid shamayim nisrab, and it's unclear why, where the kvoid shamayim nisrab is. There's a Gemara in Yuma, the gears a little bit different. Alright, it's a little bit unclear. Amr Rabbi Akiva, similar story. Sachli Shimon ben Luga. Shimon ben Luga told me the following story. Malaki de Isi Asav Emani, I was once gathering grass, ani myself, and a child that came from Beis Aftinas. I saw he was crying. I saw he was laughing. I told him, "Bini, lama bachisa, why are you crying?" He told him, "He said, I come from the family of Beis Aftinas, and I'm just thinking about how the glory that our family once had and how we lost everything." Then why are you laughing? I told him, because I know that the tzaddikim, I get a great covet, lost it, love. So he said, "Umaro iso, what exactly did you see that prompted you to have all these very emotional thoughts?" So he told him, "Malo asham lenegdi." As I was picking grass, I saw the ingredient malo asham. That was the secret ingredient that Beis Aftinas had that allowed them to do their thing. So he said, "Really, bini hareoli?" So the Shimon Beluga says, "Show it to me. This mysterious malo asham. I'd love to see it." On Mali, so he told me, "Rebbe, mesayrus biyadi mehavaisai. We have a mesayr in the family. Shaloi laharoisa lebriya. We're not allowed to show it to anybody." So they were real gatekeepers. Amr Rabbi Yechon Menuri, Poga Bizokan Echad. Rabbi Yechon Menuri said, "I once met an Alti Yid, Mishal Beis Aftinas. He was from Megillah Saman Abiyadar. And he had a scroll that had the names of different Samanim, different grasses." Amr Ali told him, "Rebbe, Lishavar, Hoyo Beis Abba Tzunur. Our family was trustworthy. But Yemoisir Nas Megillah Azayis Elu Le'elu. And we used to pass over this Megillah within the family. This was a secret that we had. Va'achshav Sh'inim Beis Abba Namanim. But now the family of Beis Aftinas is corrupt. There's a lot of corruption going on. I don't know who I can trust anymore with the Megillah Samanim." He says, "You Rabbi Yechon Menuri, I know you're not from the family, but I could trust you. Take this. This is a lot of drama here. Watch it. Be careful, because I don't want anyone to get a hold of it. I told the story to Rabbi Akiva. Second time we have Rabbi Akiva crying. He was always laughing. Second time, right? He started crying. But Omar, he said, moving forward, we no longer have to be masker this family, the Gnai. Why? See, he said, because he saw from here that the reason they were protecting it perhaps was for more of a noble reason. Because it wasn't just like, let's keep it in the family because we want to make as much money as we can. They just didn't trust anybody outside of the family. But really, there was some perhaps greater purpose that keep they were trying. The it's a little, sorry, the Achrenim much a little bit to try to understand exactly why Rabbi Akiva had a nechama with this, but clearly he did. Elazar ala paroiches. Elazar was in charge of the paroiches. Shayim emuna al erge paroiches. He was in charge of the weavers of the paroiches. There were 13 paroiches in the Beis HaMikdash, not only the one that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodesh, there were many. So he was in charge of that whole geshaft. Pinchas amalbesh. Pinchas is the one who helped the Kohen get dressed. Shayim malbesh b'kdei kehuna gedoyla. It was the Kohen Gadol. Ma'aseh b'kohen echad. The story where the Kohen shehilbesh istatrios. He got the job to dress some officer. The Nasan Lishmoina Zahuvim, and he got paid 8 Zahuvim. This is not me, Treyos, he got paid 12 Zahuvim. Apparently, it was like, I think the point is, it was a chash of a job. It wasn't just like, yeah, you put your pants on. It sounds like it was a little boy, it was a valet, but apparently, somebody talented. So I'll just tell you, first of all, one interesting thing on the last Gemara. So we learned a lot about Hashem Rishon Yirka, right? Beis Aftinas, Beis Karmu. We spoke about Ben Kamtso yesterday. He knew how to write with all five of his fingers. So the Chachamim, like, they went to town. They spread the word. Everyone should know that these are bad people. So just read to you from the Chafetz Chaim, Hilchas Lashon Hara. Right? What happened to Lashon Hara? You just let it go ahead and bash somebody because he did something wrong. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Kishabezdin Oimrim La'adam Din Echad, B'mashu B'kum Vasei. Bezdin tells somebody to do something, whether it's Dvar Mishabal al-Lamakim, Dvar Mishabal al-Khaveroi, the Ein Eroitz al-Lakayim b'shum oifen, doesn't listen. The Ein Loi Tshuva b'mash Ein Makayim, it doesn't have a good reason for not listening either. Mutter l'saper b'gnusoi, the person is allowed to go ahead and be m'saper b'gnusoi. V'af l'shem es k'nusoi b'sefer az'chroinus l'dar d'ayim, not just that, he can write it down, so that for generations, everybody will know that this person or these people did not listen to Bezdin. Then Heshiv Tshuva Ba Masloy Shatolu Lifi Adavim Masloyev. But if he has a reason, he has like an alibi that people think are plausible. Dinekach Imanu Mivinesh Tshuva Zeinena Ms. If we feel that it's not true, then we don't have to believe him. If we think that maybe it is true, then we have to believe him. Says the Ber Ma'achayim. What's the makar to this halacha that someone who doesn't listen to Bezdin, you're allowed to throw him under the bus? You could spread the fact that he's not a good person, even if he gives you a reason. But if you feel it's not true, you don't have to listen to it. That was so good. Beis Aftinas, Beis Karmu, they all had excuses. We have a Messiah that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. They didn't buy it, because they didn't buy it. But you see that later, Rabbi Akiva heard a story that already made him change. He says, you know something? Now maybe we have to act a little bit differently. I saw another interesting diak. Rabbi Akiva, after he hears the story with Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, what did he say? We don't have to be masked in Lagnai anymore. We don't have to. It sounds like till now, maybe we did have to. Not only were we allowed to, but it could be there was actually a chiyuv. It could be we actually had to. I'll just say one other quick thing. We spoke yesterday about Rav Pinchas ben Yair, right? The behemoth of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. So it's Gemara Masechtas Gittin. The Gemara says, Gemara is talking about a person shouldn't be matal im yaseir al seich beis. A person shouldn't yell too much in his house. Because if you yell in your house, it can lead to problems. Such as, Gemara says, if you're going to be like a nervous husband, your wife is going to prepare supper and she's going to forget to give maaser. So ordinarily, she would tell you, by the way, before we eat, you know, you just have to know that I didn't give maaser yet. But if you're the kind of guy that's going to start yelling, she may be afraid to tell you that, and you're going to end up eating tevel. The Gemara tells a story with one of the Tanoim that it happened. He was a matal imi b'seir b'seich b'sei, and he ate macholas asuros. So the Gemara says, is it possible that Reb Chanina, this Tana, would have eaten macholas asuros? Hashta behemten shal tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevit HaKol HaYodam. Hashem protected behemten shal tzadikim. A tzadik himself, Hashem is going to allow to be nichshal. Who is the behemten shal tzadikim that Hashem protected? The Pinchas Ben Yair. We spoke about yesterday. He didn't eat. He really knew what was going on. Hashem protected him. Therefore, he wasn't nichshol. So if Hashem protects the behemoth of a tzaddik, certainly Hashem would protect the tzaddik. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not what happened. He didn't eat it. He almost ate it, but he didn't eat it. Hashem, tzaddikim are not nichshol in averus. Tais asks a kasha from a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to learn lo'ir aner. You can't learn next to a candle. So why? We're afraid you may come to move it. Rabbi Shmuel said, I don't have to worry about something like that. I'm going to come to be Michal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, yeah, he once read, he learned Leoner, and he was Mata. I'm going to come to Michal. I thought Hashem is not Machshel at Tzadik. Hashto behemtin shal tzadikim. The Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair wouldn't even eat the mai. night, which is Asim Midrabanan. Reb Shmuel ben Alisha is Oyvichel Shabbos. So Tosfos says v'yeshloimer that this that the Gemara says that Hashem protects the tzaddik. It's only midi da'achila. It's regarding isuri achila machalos asuris. The gnai hu letzadik sheoichel davar iser. It's a gnai for a tzaddik to eat a davar iser. But as it relates to any other iser, as it relates to any other iser, it could be there that rule wouldn't apply. So just tell you akasha. The Gemara says in Masechta Sedarim Daf Yud. The Gemara talks about a carbon nazir, about the nazirim. So it says that the tzaddikim chasidim arishonim hayu misavin lahavi carbon chatas. The chasidim arishonim, they wanted to bring a carbon chatas, but they couldn't. Why couldn't they? Lefisha ena kadosh baruch hu mevet akala yadam. So Hashem protected them. They, how do you bring a carbon chatas? You don't have a b'shoigik. They never did have a b'shoigik. You don't do an aver b'shoigik. You can't bring a carbon chatas. Maho yoisim. What did they do? They used to make themselves into nazirim. A nazir at the end of his nazirus brings three carbonas. One of them is a chatas like this. They were able to bring a carbon chatas. It's obvious kasha. Tosfos just said, and he had a raya from Chil Shabbos, from Yishmael ben Elisha, that, yeah, he was able to bring the chis, he's going to have to bring a karmen chatas. Why? I, Hashem protects the tzaddik. No, that's only midi da'achilo. So if it's only midi da'achilo, what's this gemara of the chasidim arishonim? I was thinking, perhaps, there's a chilik between a tzaddik and a chassid. Tzaddikim is behemten shal tzaddikim, tzaddikim atzman lekolshkin, that's midi da'achilo. A chassid is different. Why would a chassid be different than a tzaddik? All right, sounds nice. But why should a tzaddik be different than a chassid? A chassid is a high madrego. We just had the madregas of Pinchas Ben Yar. And what was the highest madrego? The chassid. Chassidus mevil le'ruach ha'kodesh. So we know a chassid is on a higher level of the tzaddik. But what would be the basis to say that? I think there's many psukim with the Tehillim that say just that. You say, shomer nafshi is chassidov. Miad v'sham latzilem. The David shomra nafshi. You see psukim in the Torah that the chassid gets an extra shmirah. Right? Shomra nafshi, watch me, ki chassidani. Shomra nafshi is chassidim. So perhaps the tzaddik, I mean the chassid, has more shmirah. What does shmirah mean? Oh, so Pashi, you could say, maybe it just means Hashem makes sure that he doesn't get into a motor vehicle accident. How do you know it means he protects his soul? Shomra nafshi is chassidim. But I'll just tell you, it's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma says that if a person lives most of his life and he doesn't do an avera, muftach lai, that he's going to die a tzaddik. He's going to be good. Kiva sheyatzu reiv shneisav shaladav leichata, shuvein eichaita. Shenemar, another pasuk. Rag lechassid of Yishma. Hashem watches the chassid. Shuv lo eino eichaita because of this pasuk. So you see that the shmir that the chassid has, the shmir minachet. So the chassid who has a special shmir minachet, he could be, won't even be nechshol in averis, that are not midi de'achilo. That's the chassidim arishonim. They were chassidim. They wanted to bring, they didn't have it. Mashekin the tzaddik, could be not. Could be that's also pshat. The pasuk says, ein tzaddik ba'aretz. The tzaddik is ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yasatev lo yachta. That's the tzaddik. Tzaddik does averus. Inevitably, something he's going to get nailed. Maybe b'shoigig. I b'shoigig. No, that behemten shal tzaddikim is only referring to midi da'achila. The chassin maybe is on a high madrega. Maybe that doesn't apply to. Talk to Mishnah. So we're talking about the mamunim. So you had the treasurers, the people that were in charge of the money. So how many people were in charge of the money? There was a hierarchy. There were seven amarkulim. On top of them, you had Shloisha Gizbarim. And I'm sorry, beneath them. The Shiva Markoilim. Beneath them, you had three Gizbarim. And we'll see there was another chain of command. Anytime you're appointing somebody for money related issues, you have to have two people. It has to be a partnership. Because the one person you just don't trust. Chutzmi Ben Achia, and in fact, all the Mamunim. The exceptions were Ben Achia Shachol Meyayim, Ben Achia was in charge of the people with stomach aches. Ve'lazah Shalaparecha, Shaizen Kibbul Rev Tzibra Aleim. Then the Tzibra was Makabal, and even though there was only one person, everybody trusted them. Einpechsim Gimel Gizbarim, Umizayin Amar Koilim. Tani, Mishne Kaslikin. Additionally, on top of everybody else, there were two Kaslikin. Hadod Chsir, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in the Ve'yam. It refers to different people that were in charge. If you look at the names carefully, you'll see that these are the numbers. V'yichiel, V'uziyo, V'nachas Gizbarim. Those are the three Gizbarim. V'aso, V'yarimas, V'yizov, V'aliyo, V'yismacho, Machas, U'beniyo. Right, Aseres. They're the Amar Koilim. Pekidim, Miyad, Koinanyo, V'shimiyochiv, and they're the Kaslikin. Right, so you have three, you have a group of three, a group of seven, a group of two. These are the three groups that we're talking about. B'mifkad, Yechizkiyo, HaMelech, V'azaryo, Nogid, Beis Olikim, who are they? It says, mentions two other names. And Melech v'Kohen Gadol. On top of that, there's the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara. K'shu Chayisim, when they used to lock up the money in these chambers, so Gizbar Chayisim, first the Gizbar would have to lock it. V'noisel Amarkel would give this Chayisim, the seal to the Amarkel, and Amarkel would be Chayisim. V'noisel the Kaslikin, he's the one on top of that, and Kaslikin would be Chayisim. V'noisel the Kohen Gadol Chayisim, V'noisel the Melech, and the Melech would do it. And then when they unlocked it, it would go the same way. So there were a lot of checks and balances over here. Ukishu Matir, Hamelech, Roy Chesami Matir. What's that? Kohen Gadol, I'm not sure. Could be only when they had to take money after the Shumas Alishka. Kohen Gadol, Roy Chesami Matir. Kaslikin Roy Chesami Matir. Marker Roy Chesami Matir. Gizu Roy Chesami Matir. Ein Eis Yisrael, Atzib, Mami, Pachas Mishnayim. When it comes to money, no less than two. Rav Nachum, Mishim, Rebbe, Mono, Al Shem, Vehim Yikhu, Sazov, Vesatchil, Vesargoma. Right? When it came by the Chumo, it says, Vehim Yikhu, they took. Aim? So Lashon Rami, you need two people. Omer Reb Chama, Reb Chanina, Mipsoilos Shaluchos Hashem Moshe. Moshe became an Osher from the Psoilos of the Luchos. Moshe broke the Luchos Rishonos, and he was able to keep the shards and everything that had been broken. He sold it, he made a lot of money. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was an usher. How do you know that? Because it says, Psoilocha, Shnei Luchos Avonim, Psoilocha, Shetei Psoilos Shalcha. Right,
Moshe kept it.
Moshe kept it.
The
Shivrei Luchos were kept.
No, the leftover.
The Psoilos.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, from they took the down with them a bag, you're saying?
The
not the broken Luchos. Right, from what Hashem carved.
Ah, that's what it means. Very good. Yeah. My bad. Very good.
So
we came down with a bag.
The floor
and, it was made out of some precious metals. So as a result, he ate a lot of money. So now we know that a Navi had to be a Chacham, a Gibra, and an Usher. We learned it all out from Moshe. You see, for me, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Usher. Right? We spoke, why does it be a Chacham, Gibra, and Usher? So Reb Chaim V'Loshin says, because it says he had to be a fourth thing. What was the fourth criteria? Chacham, Gibra, Usher, and what's that? No, he had to be an Anav. So Chaim V'Loshin has said, it's not the fact that he had to be Chacham Gibra Ashav. We don't care if it's a Chacham Gibra Ashav. We want it to be an Anav, but if the person is not a Chacham, he's not a Gibra, not an Ashav, that's what an Anav is there. Right? It's like the Velt says, why did Hashem give the Torah in Har Sinai? Why didn't he give it in a deep valley? Because Har Sinai was an Anav. So if you want to go on Nivus, go to a deep valley. So the Kotzke said, because for a valley to be an Anav is a Shkan Kunz. For a Barak to sign an Anav, that's a Kunz. Right? So it's the same idea. Chacham Gibra Ashav, and you're an Anav. Oh, that's already a Kunz. But the Velt asks the Kasha that if Moshe Rabbeinu first became an Osher from the Psoilos of the Luchos, Moshe was an Anav before the Luchos. Yeah. So we learn from there that a Navi has to be an Osher. So it's a good kasha. It's a Velt's kasha. All right, back to Amram Chanin. Mechatzav, Machzav Shal. How did he become an Osher? And nothing to do with the Luchos, but rather Machzav Shal Avanim Tevez Margolius Barlo Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was, you know, was doing a little digging in the backyard and he found the treasure one day. He happened to have had it in his house. Umimenu Heshem Moshe. Except the pasuk says, "Vito Achri Moshe Avayu Helu." Moshe came down from the mountain and he walked back to his tent. Everybody steered at him. Why would they steer again? So train Amirab. It's Machlekes in the Gemara. Not what you were going to think. Chad Amar once said, "Lignai." It was Lignai. Chad Amar Lishvach. Chamun Shakin. You want to read it in English? It says that look how thick his thighs are. Chamun Karen, his fat legs. Chamun Kaipid. Moshe Rabbeinu is a gezint to mensch. You know why he's so gezint? You know why he looks so healthy? Because he steals all that money and he goes out and he buys himself good food. He's eating good steaks. That's why he looks good. Unbelievable. What does that mean? Let's steer it. What a wonderful tzaddik. Right? Let's steer it in. He's a gewaldig tzaddik. Imagine.
You said yesterday. About anybody who's going to be in such a position
right.
is
going to
have.
Very good. Talk to Mishnah. Let's just do the Mishnah. Dalad Chaysam is Haibah Mikdash. We had in the first Mishnah that when somebody wanted to buy Nesachim, so he would give the money to one Gabbai, Yochanan, he would give him back a receipt. You take the receipt, you go to the other Gabbai, and he would give you the Nesachim that you bought. So there were four receipts that were given, they were standardized receipts. The custom of Aleim. One said Egel, one said Zachar, one said Gdi, and one said Choyte. Ben Azayim Mehei, there were five. V'aramis Kassel, it was written in Aramaic, and it said Egel, Dachar, which is Zachar, Gdi, Choyte Dal, a sinner who's a Dal, poor, V'chayte Asher, one that's an Asher. Egel, Meshamish Nischei Bakar. What did they use the Egel for? If somebody was buying the Sachim for Bakar, for cattle. Whether it was Gedolim, Ketanim, Scharim, Nekevis, didn't matter. That's what he got. Gedi, Meshamish in Nischei Atzayim. Somebody was buying sheep or goats, he got the one that said Gedi. Gedolim, Ketanim, Scharim, Nekevis. Chutz Mishal Elim, with the exception of rams, that had its own thing. Ayil Meshamish, right, that was Ayil. That was the third Chosim. Meshamish in Nischei Elim Bavat. Choyte, what about Choyte? Meshamish in Nischei Shalosh Behemish of Mitzayra. It was the three behemoths of the Mitzayra. Mishum, Mevakish Nechasim, Sachim, somebody who needed Nesachim, Hoylach Le Yitzel Yechanan would go to Yechanan. Shumar Al Chesamais. Venoislai Mois, give him money, Makawi Menu Chesam, he'd get the Chesam. Ole Yitzel Achia. He'd go to Achia. Shumu Maral Nesachim. The Noisim Lo Yitchoisim, he'd give him the Choisim that he got from Yochanan, who Mekal Menu Nesachim. And he would get the Nesachim. La Erev, at night, Bo and Zeh Yitzel Zeh, Yochanan would go to Achia, they would sit together, Zeh Yitzel Zeh, Achia Moitzi Yitzel Achisomis, Achia would take out the Chisomis that he had gotten, who Mekal Bekneg the Moitzi, Yochanan would take out the money. In Pichsu, let's say there was less money than there were Chisomis, that means we have a problem. So who lost that? I think we know by now Hektish didn't lose. Yochanan lost. Pichsu Loi, Yochanan lost. Shalom Yochanan Yibesai. Then Isiru, and let's say there was too much. Well, Isiru Hektish. We don't say, right? Hektish ends up keeping it. Sheyad Hektish Alol Yoinam. Mish Avat Chesam. Let's say somebody lost his Chesam. He comes out, lost my Chesam, right? Nothing's changed. You think things changed. Mabtina Loi Ado Erev. They would wait till the evening. Then Matzloi Kidei Chesam Loi Noisim Loi. So they would see, if it looks like there's more money than Chesam Loi, it looks like somebody must have lost the Chesam. So then we'll trust him, and he'll go ahead, and he'll be good. Then Lav, but let's say the numbers even out, so there's no issue. They didn't give it to him. Additionally, the shame ayam kosav lehem ne'aramam. They would put the date of when this transaction took place on the chaysam. If ne'aramam, they were concerned maybe somebody would lose it and he would find it. They want to make